from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, Larry's in for dibs, and he's got a name.
I've got a name. Do you want it right here?
I mean, yeah. I think I do.
There are small sweaters. There are big sweaters. And then there's this guy's sweater. Kyle Kuzma. Do you remember that gigantic ugly sweater?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's just like the worst looking, yeah, the worst fashion of all time.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I mean, there's been plenty of bad fashion. Like, and just my opinion, I don't actually like being the fashion police, because that's kind of the, like, if you do you and it's all different looking and everything, I'm into that.
Right.
I like the City Connect jerseys before they started winning for the Giants, just because I'm like, ooh, orange helmets. Okay, let's check it out.
It's like a giant pajama party. That's
remember Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at the All-Star game? Man, he was showing out with some pretty loud material. But, dude, you play like that, I don't care what you wear.
That's true.
Yeah, anyway.
How you play is how you play. I just think Kuzma, you know, won the Warriors and the Wizards, cooked up the pool, yep, you know, trade a year ago.
So the GMs have each other's number.
Yeah, so we know there's that. And then Kuzma is just, you know, I mean, where's Washington? Washington's a train wreck. I mean, they just drafted Alex Saar. You know, they've got a long rebuild. I mean, they're in the early stages of rebuild. And I just think that Kuzma, who makes 23.5 this year, 21.4 next year, 19.4, that he's easily gettable, and that you can, if you want to keep Kuminga and you don't want to trade 5 number ones, but you still want to, you know, make a deal and improve your team. If you catch Kuzma on the right night, you'd swear he was a great young player. Like, you catch him on the right night. Now, there's other nights he's just terrible, but you catch him on the right night and you're like, wow, man, this guy's 6'10". He's got serious, serious athleticism and scoring ability, and he's got a little bit of a face-up game. There's a lot of nice things about his game. But for whatever reason, he's kind of drifting in Washington. I think, to me, that's the guy. That's the guy they're going to wind up with.
For those of you not familiar with, you know, just kind of the nuts and bolts of Kyle Kuzma, he's 28 years old. He averaged 22 a night last year. Yeah, he can score. He's averaged over 20 a game for the last 2 years running in Washington. Only a career 33.7% three-point shooter. So can shoot the three, not a great three-point shooter. It's got size, give you 6.5 rebounds a night. It's not perfect. I don't hate it.
What's his position? I mean, he's a 3-4, right?
Yeah. I mean, what's everyone's position in the NBA now? I love when we do this. Do you want to know what almost everyone's position in the NBA is now? Wing. That's their position in the NBA. There's a few guys that don't qualify. I mean, their names are like Jokic and Giannis, yeah, and Embiid, but everybody's out there. They're all out there surrounding the three-point arc, and they are all able to do all of the things. They can all dribble. They can pass. Some guys better than others. Draymond Green is as much the point guard of the Warriors as anybody, but no one would ever call him that. So What's his position? He's one of the guys on the floor.
He's
position. That's his position.
It's positionless basketball. Yeah. The other name that I could see, if it wasn't Kuzma, and this is a guy that I really, really like, and this is another team that's kind of going nowhere. They're rebuilding. It's obvious that the Brooklyn Nets are going nowhere, and
already signaled that.
Yeah, and they have Cam Johnson, and Cam Johnson is one of the best shooters in the entire league. 23.6 this year, 21.5 next year, 23.6 in the 26-27 season. Carolina kid, 6'8", buttery, beautiful shot. I mean, you say goodbye to Klay Thompson and you need perimeter shooting, and you add Buddy Hield and Cam Johnson, you're covered. You're covered. I mean, mm-hmm. Now you've got Steph and Cam and Hield. I mean, now you better get out. You better be able to close out on Golden State shooters, or they're going to rain down some threes on you.
Yeah.
That guy I like a lot. Okay. I like a lot. And okay. If you could somehow, make a bigger deal and get Dorian Finney-Smith, who's also in kind of a nice little player, a combo forward as well, different skill set, but he's got a player option next year, I think, for 15. He makes 14.9. So you could throw him in if you got a big deal involving Wiggins and some of the bigger contracts. But Cam Johnson, to me, that would be my vote. Obviously, we all want to see Markkanen. I think Markkanen would be tremendous. But if I can't get Markkanen, I do like Brandon Ingram. Even if the Warriors don't, I do. And then I like Cam Johnson. But if I had to bet, if I was betting on this, I'm betting on Kuzma.
You got to bet on Kyle Kuzma. None of these names are going to create bedlam in the streets. However, there are a couple of things that I like about him that are not your obvious, like what everyone's looking for. Oh, they want him to be a perfect player and be a number two option and be a good defender and be a high percentage shooter. What about simply the idea that they cost a lot less? One thing we really learned earlier this week at the Warriors Summit, and we walk away from these things acting like we've polled the entire fan base, and we've actually polled like a couple hundred people. But it's very clear that fans in general have an emotional attachment that is immediate when a team drafts a young player. They are emotionally attached. The idea of Kuminga for Markkanen turned off 98% of the crowd. I think that's laughable. I'll drive Jonathan to Utah if you could get Markkanen for him. Drive him. And I've driven to Utah before. It's flat, it's ugly, it's boring, but I'll do it. I'll do it. Because Lauri Markkanen is a better player than Jonathan Kuminga.
Today. Yeah.
And in my opinion,
one guy's 27.
Right.
In what I would call the super prime. Like what you're seeing from Markkanen is the best you're getting from marketing.
I agree.
But what you're getting out of Kuminga, this guy was 19 2 years ago.
Larry,
look at what he's done
years. I get
it. If this kid improves as much from 19 to 21 or from 21 to 23 as he did from 19 to 21,
big if.
Then you're talking about the best player in the trade.
I am allowed to project the way that I project, and I think that Jonathan Kuminga is already a good NBA player, will be a better one, will never be an all-star. That's my projection. I could absolutely be wrong, but
I would bet you on that one.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You and I have a famous history of betting.
Yes.
And I've enjoyed it, by the way.
Yes.
So anyway, we can do that.
I think I've got a win streak going, though.
You did. But I don't. There's a secondary reason for that, and it's something that you just said. You said Lowry is a better player today. Well, today is largely what I'm interested in. I very much believe that one of the big things that is a sticking point right now for the Warriors situation is that any timeline, and you can do whatever you want with this in your brain, but any timeline that involves Steph Curry doesn't match with Jonathan Kuminga. It just doesn't. It's my opinion. Jonathan Kuminga is not going to be ready to be a strong, all-star level NBA 2 while Steph Curry is still able to be an all-star NBA 1. They don't match. By the time Jonathan is what you hope he can be, if he is that, Steph will be 38. Steph will be 39. He's not even under contract, at least at this moment. It doesn't match. So if you're the Warriors and you want to maximize Steph Curry's window, then hand me the keys and I will drive Jonathan Kuminga to Utah.
This is such the Larry overblown. This is such the overblown angle.
What do you mean?
It's not your birthright to contend for a title every year of your pro freaking career.
I didn't say that.
But you're Steph's 1-4. It's over. It is over.
Disagree.
Let's all say it together.
No, I won't say it.
It is over.
No, not until you
define
it.
They're not winning titles.
I don't care.
They're not winning
titles.
That's
not what it's about for me.
Okay.
That's not what it's about for me.
But it's time to stop driving the franchise nearly off the cliff.
You're not.
Trying to get an elusive fifth ring that ain't coming your way.
That's not what I'm talking about at all. And I know that
that's essentially what you'd be doing if you traded 21-year-old Jonathan Kuminga, who 2 years from now is going to be spectacular.
In your opinion. And it is not opinion that I share.
But look what he was 2 years ago.
I understand, 2 years ago,
he would never do what he did last year. Last year, he's dribbling in, and it looks like he's going all the way. It used to be, if he put it on the deck and he was going to the rim, he was going to the rim. Now, if you stop him, guess what? Little jump stop, little pass, boom, little bounce pass to TJD for a nice little bunny.
Okay.
He makes plays for others. He's done. That's an improvement that we've seen in 2 short years. You're telling me that he's not going to get better from 21 to 23?
No, I'm telling you he is going to get better, but
so
I'm not.
That's what they should be about.
But not that much better. Like to think that the arc that you've seen from 19 to 21 just automatically continues to 23 and then to 25, I don't see that. That's not the way it works. He has taken a huge leap for two reasons. I think he's worked his butt off and he's gotten the opportunity.
There was a lot of people that thought that James Harden for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was a one-sided deal in the favor of
Harden. I understand that.
And then a couple years later, Harden's older and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has improved to be one of the top young players in the league.
No doubt. But that's
what's going on here. That's what we're talking about.
I disagree.
Kuminga's going to be one of the best young players in the league.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jonathan Kuminga.
They're different skill sets, but they're both great young players.
I see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Jonathan will never, ever, ever be that.
But when they traded Harden, Harden was the better player. That's
sure,
my point.
But it doesn't mean that everyone who's good in 21 is going to be that. I don't see it.
That Shai trade was for Paul George, by the way.
Paul George.
Yeah,
whatever
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it. And you can be mad at me for that, all anybody wants. I don't see it. I see Jonathan Kuminga as someone who is still awkward from the three-point line. It still has to stop and think about it a little bit. I do think that the Warriors as a team at times have had trouble with his decision-making on the floor. And as much as you say, boy, when he drives, he used to go. Now he stops and makes a good decision or puts up a mid-range. I still don't see that. I still see someone who forces it to the rim a little bit too often and often doesn't get there. Like, he's not a number two option yet. You can call him your second best player, and I'll say that was a team that missed the playoffs.
You're going to regret moving him if you
okay.
do, which is why Joe doesn't want to move him. I think Joe knows this guy's going to be something else.
I mean, want to move him, but I'd move him for him.
I mean, in theory, but if that doesn't get you a title, and then Jonathan Kuminga becomes a perennial all-star, I mean, if you ask me, I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to be an all-star, and I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to play at least a decade more in the NBA, at least.
Well, sure, he'll play another decade.
Yeah, so that's you're going to be watching this guy do some amazing things.
You think that this guy is
one of the best athletes in the league.
And you think he still will be when he's 32?
He's a run and jump guy, but there's so many nuances to his development that we've already seen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Short amount of time, and I just think that he's the arrow's pointing nothing but up, man. Going to be a tremendous player. Look at how people talked about his perimeter shot as a rookie. It was like, oh, it's broken, he's just never going to be a shooter. Look how smooth it is now by comparison.
Smooth.
I mean, by comparison,
I can get to the refrigerator and back for a snack from the time he starts it to the time he releases it.
I'm just saying,
his
shot is so much better.
They leave him alone, Lair.
But I mean,
they leave him alone.
You're forgetting what he was 2 years ago.
No, he was incredibly raw. I know he was.
A lot of people thought that he was never going to develop an outside shot. That's my point. He's developed it.
He deserves a ton of credit for his development. I am not ripping Jonathan Kuminga. Very good young player. I do not project all-star. That's just me.
Okay.
That's just me. You're a scout.
I do. I mean, I really do think he'll be an all-star. I mean, he's such an incredible athlete, and he's getting better, and he's a smart guy. He wants to get better. The athleticism, the desire, I mean, this is a very... This kid was so young. He hadn't seen his parents in like a decade. This kid had went through a lot to get to the NBA. And I think people judged him way too soon, way too harshly. Now we're starting to see the improvement. I think there's a reason that Warriors haven't acquired Markkanen. I think the main reason is they won't give up Kuminga.
No, I think the main reason is Utah's not trading Lauri Markkanen. I think Utah's putting this out there because they want to see if someone will trip over themselves. That's all they're doing. And if nobody trips over themselves, and what I mean by that is
just a bad deal.
Just offer 80,000 picks.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what they're doing. I don't think that they want to give up Lauri Markkanen. I project that on August 6th, you're going to see those two sides have an extension in place. I really do believe that's what's going to happen. By the way, Kuminga's 3-point shot, do you realize that last year, from a percentage standpoint, I know there was volume, from a percentage standpoint, far and away his worst year in the league shooting the ball.
No, I mean, I'm just saying the way it comes off his hand, the way he looks, the way you can tell. I mean, you can tell by watching him. It's not just the shot. The game has slowed down for Jonathan. He is making smarter plays more consistently. He's making the kinds of plays that his rookie year, I kind of wondered, would he ever make these plays? And he's making those plays now. So I think he used to be just an attack the rim guy. I think he can be so much more than that. I also don't think that Golden State can subtract him and add a player and then be where they want to be. To me, they have to add a player they've got an okay roster, but they don't have a good enough roster where they could subtract Kuminga and add a good player and be a championship contender.
I hear what you're saying there. Here's my concern.
They need to trade assets of the future.
Maybe, but
I think
Jonathan Kuminga is asset of the future, but I wouldn't include him in just any deal. Here's my issue with even, you know, your Kuzma idea or any of these
guys. And I'm not moving him for Kuzma.
No, I know you're not, but now, okay, so you would move Wiggins, I would imagine, but you put Kuzma in there.
Love to move Wiggins.
And there's Kuminga, and the whole roster right now looks to me kind of like what Steve Kerr called it yesterday on our show. He said for the first time in like a decade, there are starting jobs available on the Golden State Warriors. And so when I look at this roster, and let's project that Kuzma was on it instead of Wiggins and Moody or whatever, I look at the roster and I go, it's confusing. It just feels confusing to me. I don't know who plays, who doesn't play. You know what I mean? Take a player like Buddy Hield. Is this someone you want to give 28 minutes a night to?
I do think Buddy Hield is going to play really well in this system.
He might.
But, Buddy Hield's on the wrong side of 30. Buddy Hield's biggest problem, and I watched a lot of him in Sacramento, is that he played in the fourth quarter like he was the only option offensively and just was a gunner.
Right.
I mean, his shot selection in the fourth quarter, heinous.
Low IQ player.
But if you put him on Golden State, where there's a clear pecking order of Steph Curry.
Is there? That's my point. I don't know. I think
he's going to get some Draymond Green stank eye if he starts hoisting with Steph standing right there.
Probably. But I look at the Warriors right now, and if let's say I'm in the other locker room. All right, we're defending Golden State. Well, here's what we're doing. We're just going to run two people at Steph, and then whatever the hell else they all do, we'll live with it.
Right.
Whether that's Kuminga, Kuzma, Wiggins, Heald, Slow-Mo, DeAnthony Melton, GP2, Brandon Pajemski, it's all a bunch of like B minuses, mix in a couple of B pluses, and a whole lot of I don't knows from night to night. That's what it feels like to me right now.
Yeah, but I think Heald on this team, where they rely on body movement, ball movement, he still moves exceptionally well. He hasn't had crushing injuries. He's a career 40% three-point shooter. And I think his number one problem is his bad shot selection in the fourth. If he plays fourth quarter minutes with Steph, I think they'll be more deferring to Steph. And I think that number one problem for Heald that he had in Sacramento and Philly and other places, I mean, I don't think it will be as big a problem here. That being said, I'd rather him come off the bench. I don't think anybody wants to see Buddy Heald starting at, you know, a 6'3 combo two guard. But off the bench, I like him. Yeah, I like the idea.
I don't know who the hell they're going to start. Like, I literally, like Steph, Draymond.
Trayce Jackson-Davis.
I think.
I would go Trayce Jackson-Davis, Draymond, probably.
There you go. Stop right there. There you go.
Kuminga, Moody,
yeah.
Steph.
Moody?
Yeah, I like Moody.
I do too.
I like Moody as a two guard. I like Brandon Pajemski off the bench.
Okay.
Would you start Pajemski over Moody? Who? I think Moody's could step in at the two. And I mean, Moody's a
solid NBA player.
He would have played significantly more NBA minutes to this point if he wasn't such a good, respectful, I'm going to defer for the vibe in the room. I mean, Klay Thompson had a hard time dealing with the twilight of his career, and Moses Moody paid for it in his minutes.
Maybe. I don't think him squawking means, like, I don't think Moody is, did he get what he's earned? Maybe not. Has he earned the right to just be like, I should be playing more? No.
On this team, though, he should be playing more.
Now. Klay Thompson's not on the team anymore. Let's take some calls. Miguel and Hayward. Hey, Miguel, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, like, I'm watching you guys on YouTube TV right now, like, if I'm saying it right. Hey, like, I like what you said. You pretty much just said, if the Warriors trade Jonathan Kuminga, I would drive Kuminga to Utah and bring the new big piece to the Bay Area. I want to know, what kind of vehicle would you drive over there? A regular car?
It's a good question. No, it's a really good question.
What are you driving?
I would not want to take the car that I drive. I'd want to do something that's a little bit more fuel efficient, maybe a hybrid or something, but I'm bringing back a 7-foot man. So I got to have spacious room.
What's that super tiny car? What's that thing called?
Oh, those little.
You know what I'm talking about, Grandy. What's that? What is that? That tiny car.
It's I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like three feet deep.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, except for I feel like, if you get into an accident, you die.
No doubt.
That feels a little unsafe.
Yes.
You guys mean the smart car?
Smart car, yeah. Unless, of course, Smart Car would like to sponsor the show, then I find it to be the safest car on the road, Larry.
When I know that I want to get from point A to point B, I only go in a smart car.
I mean, I think it's smart.
It is smart.
There you go. There's your tagline.
There you go.
Let's go to film on Mike. Mike, come on, man. What's up?
Hey, man. Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
I'm sorry. And I know it sounds that way, but if you really think about what I'm saying, it's not. I think the kid is really good. He's a really good player. He's got room for improvement. Why is it hating to say that I don't feel like he's going to be an all-star? Like, there's very few of those.
When Larry Krug, shout out Larry Kruger, too. He does a hell of a time. I got to holler at Larry Kruger about his YouTube. He go crazy on YouTube. Anyway.
Thank you, bro.
I swear, when he said he's gotten better at this, you scoffed at it like, what? His shot?
I can go to the bathroom, take a number one, number two, wash dishes, well, wash my hands.
Now, you added the potty talk, Filmo. I said I could go to the fridge and get a snack. I tend to like, you know, pita lentils, chips and hummus, maybe, right? Like, get an apple.
Lentil bean dip.
I got some in the freezer right now. Absolutely, I do.
I'm sure that's awful coming out of the freezer.
No, it's actually delicious. But anyway, Filmo, that's all I'm saying. Look, they leave him alone. Filmo, if they're worried about his three-point shot, they'd guard him when he took it. And he shot 32%.
Listen, Mark, you got to understand, nobody stays the same. We didn't know what Steph Curry was going to be 3, 4, 5 years into the league, my brother.
Of course.
Jordan Poole made a hell of a leap. Like he just said, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I liked it. The other guy more than Shai Gilgeous. I forgot his name. The little short, light skinny, Ahmed. I forgot his name. He's like Middle Eastern. Anyway.
Pokashevsky? You talking about Pokashevsky? Who are we talking about?
No, we ain't talking about. Come on. You know we ain't talking about. Damn. Anyway.
Who are we talking about?
I'm talking about Ahmed. I think his name was Ahmed, or he got traded with Shai Gilgeous, and they had a nice little young team. And he was right. You don't know what is the development is going to be.
Of course I don't. Filmo, we're up against it. We got to go. Hold on a second. Of course I don't know. Neither do you. I'm not allowed to make a prediction. Are the Niners going to win the Super Bowl this year? No one's going to freak out if you said yes.
History says no.
I know. And by the way, history says no on Jonathan Kuminga making the All-Star team, too. Just because he's improving, you guys act like it's offensive to think that he's not going to fly through the roof.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.